Drag racing is rapidly becoming the most popular form of motorsport in Europe. Basically, it is an acceleration contest over the standing start quarter mile, and Europe's premier drag strip is Santopod Raceway in Bedfordshire, England. Established in 1966, the racing is organized by the British Drag Racing and Hot Rod Association, and drag racing fans travel from all over Europe to be at the spectacular events held there. July 1979 saw the staging of an Anglo-American International, and one of the visiting American racers was Slamming Sammy Miller. His projectile was called Vanishing Point, and was a rocket-powered Vega funny car. The engine was a scaled-down version of the Lunar Landing Module power pack, and developed the equivalent of 10,000 brake horsepower. The fuel was hydrogen peroxide. The result was amazing. After that run, Sammy came up to the commentary tower to speak to his fans. But Sammy's car is a demonstration car. Drag racing is about two vehicles side by side, roaring up the drag strip, and only the winner getting through to the next round. Axle-driven piston engines are the norm, and one of the most popular competition alters is the Devil, owned and driven by Keith Potter. Here, this 7-litre Chevrolet-powered Plymouth Coupe is qualifying for a spot in the eliminations. Running alongside him is Alan Sherwin in a supercharged Jaguar-powered Model T. Keith blows out his siren as a signal to his fans that the Devil is on its way to the start line. Another popular racer is Alan O'Connor. He drives a modified car called Al's Gasser. Power unit is 5-litre Chevrolet and body is Ford Pop. He's qualifying alongside another popular modified car called Tender Trap. Dave Stone drives this car, again 5-litre Chevrolet powered, but the body this time is Escort. As well as being qualifying runs, this is also a race held over from a previously rained off meeting. It's the final of that held over meeting, so there's a lot on it. Many of the races are run on a handicap based on best class times. Premier classes organized like this are Supercomp, Modified and Production. The handicap in favor of a smaller class of car means the big cars have to chase hard. The next sound shows this well. Two cars, both qualifying, but also a race held over from the previously rained-off meeting. The final of Production, as recorded at the top end of the strip. Jeff Hauser in a Dodge Challenger chases Joe Watson's Ford Escort. Qualifying is the main event held on the first day of a weekend's drag racing. The three main classes covered by this recording are the three premier classes in drag racing today. They are Funny Car, Top Fuel Dragster, and Pro Comp. First, we'll cover Pro Comp. This is an interesting mixture of dragsters, funny cars, and competition altered, all with big cubic inch engines. The limiting factor is basically the fuel used. Supercharged engines are limited to using methanol, whilst injected cars, but unsupercharged, can use nitromethane. First, two supercharged dragsters. Jerry Andrews' blown 7.4-litre Chevrolet and Jim Reed's blown 7-litre Donovan. Remember, they are qualifying. The recorded times are logged and used when the race pairings are computed after the qualifying session. Well, problems for Jim Reed, but he's got time to sort it out and put in another run. Next, a competition altered. Thunderbird is the name and the driver is Brian Hazelton. Body is a much stretched Fiat Topolino and engine is supercharged 6.4-litre Chrysler. Again, not a brilliant run, but time still to sort it out. Jim Reed comes out again. Has he sorted his problems? Looking better. Jerry Andrews is ready for another qualifier now. This time he's running alongside Graham Hawes in Black Magic. This car is a blown 7-litre Chevrolet-powered Monza funny car. And as well as being qualifying attempts, this is one of those held-over finals. After the qualifying session had finished, Jim Reed got yet another chance to put in a run, but purely as a test run basis. His time would not affect the pairings, but it would put his mind at rest if he could put down a good one. This sound was recorded at the top end of the strip. Looks good. 7.69 seconds at 178.2 miles an hour. We'll see how he does in the racing later. Now we'll move on to funny cars. Nitro-burning, blown-in-injected V8 monsters with fiberglass replica bodies. Plenty of noise, plenty of colour, and plenty of action. Britain and America represented. First, Owen Haywood driving the SLD Oldins Hound Dog. 7-litre Chrysler with a Vega body, and the current car campaigned by the well-respected Nobby Hills. Great run, and well within the 7.8 second minimum standard set for this event. Next, American Gene Snow, a legend in funny car racing. 7-litre Keith Black engine nestles under a Plymouth Arrow body. The car was all over the place. His time was within the minimum standard, but Gene has real problems he must sort out. Next, Ronnie Picardo from England. The car is a Keith Black-powered Monza called The Force. Now Dennis Priddle. His car is another Keith Black-powered Monza, this time sponsored by John Wolfe Racing. Someone else with problems. The tires broke loose and he was out of shape and not within that 7.8 standard. Now on to another popular UK driver, Alan Herridge. Vega body and Keith Black engine always poses a strong threat. Good, strong run at 6.76 seconds, 205.7 miles an hour, and looking very good. Now the second of the American guests, Ray Beadle from Dallas with his world-famous Mustang funny car called Blue Max. Engine is 7-litre Milodon. What a fantastic run, top qualifier and in devastating form. Gene Snow comes out again, looking for a much better handling run. Well, just within the minimum standard again, but still with handling problems. The front wheels are suspect. Dennis Priddle comes out for a second shot. British fans are hoping for a good one. That's a better one. Priddle makes the field. Finally, Gene Snow gets one last chance to check he has cured the problems by changing the wheels. He netted a 6.75 at 186.2 miles an hour, and he was ready for the eliminations. Sammy Miller brought his fabulous rocket out for a second run. getting quicker, but the chute came out early and slowed him down a little. Sammy promises the next run will be quicker.